Your body looks absolutely ravishing, covered in rope and suspended in the air. I could even push you and have your immobile body swing back and forth on the rig, like a swing or some other kind of toy. I'm especially fond of this knot right here. How does my little paw feel when I brush up against this section of the rope work? For myself, it is very alluring to not only see you, but feel your skin laced in all this intricate work. If I flick right here, oh, did that make you hold back a noise? I don't want you to hold back anything, understand? I want to hear that pretty little voice scream for me. If you keep holding back all those noises, I guess I'm just going to have to drag them out, aren't I? When was the last time someone played with these perky nipples of yours? Just blowing on them makes them perk up. Maybe you just don't let people play with them because your nipples are so sensitive. Does the slightest touch to them turn you on? There's no point in confirming or denying, since I'm going to find out what happens if I take one of them in my mouth and suck. Remember, don't hold back your noises, sweet thing. I want to hear how well I'm taking apart that slutty body of yours. I wouldn't want to ignore the other nipple. It could get lonely. I would hate for any part of your suspended body to be neglected. That's it. Let the noises out. You aren't allowed to be quiet when I'm teasing you. Running my hands up your chest feels so much better now that you're all hard and wet. Such a lewd little body dangling in the air, all helpless. Having access to every side of your body without restraint is something I'm having a blast with. Normally, when we play, if I want to see your backside, I don't get to see that cute face of yours. And vice versa. But with this little rig and all this rope littering your frame, I don't have to pick and choose what side of your body I get to play with. It's simply all on display and all just for me. There is nowhere to hide. Everything is open, exposed, and available for whatever I want to do. I can just as easily spank your ass and twist your nipple at the same exact time. Open your mouth. Good. See these two fingers right here? They are going to go into this hole, and you are going to close your lips and suck them. If I feel even the slightest hint of teeth, you aren't going to orgasm. Always so responsive when I threaten to take away your release, aren't you? You're just like a little puppy, willing to do anything to please your owner as long as you get to have your fun. Keep sucking while I slide my fingers in and out of your mouth. Get them nice and wet for me. Completely soak them. Don't worry about the drool dripping down your chin. It suits you. Swirl your tongue around my two fingers. Very good. Now, since you are in suspension, I figure your body should do some of the work while my fingers fuck your mouth open. My other hand is going to go on your shoulder and push your restricted body back and forth, and that's how you're going to suck my fingers. you'll become a little pathetic human swing. Oh, that gagging noise you were making when it goes just a little too forward is music to my ears. Are those tears welling up in your eyes? I would feel bad if you didn't look so pretty when you cried. Your face is a total mess of tears and drool, but your mouth just keeps fucking itself back onto my fingers. Your body is such a slut. I'm starting to think you like looking like this. If I could keep you tied up, dangling helplessly in the air, while you cry and drool all over my fingers, I would. You've never looked prettier. But I want to have some fun too. It's not fair if you get to have all the fun by throat fucking my fingers and I don't even get to tease you a little bit. Like kissing my way down your neck and making my way back to your chest and those nipples. I'm sorry, but they're just begging to be played with. Such a sensitive little thing you are. With you in the air, I can just sit right underneath your chest and bite and suck and lick until my heart is content. Unless you're going to beg me to touch you someplace lower. Because I could spend hours just worshiping your chest and torso in this position. In fact, I might if you don't use that gorgeous voice of yours to beg me to touch you somewhere else. I don't think you want it bad enough. You don't sound like you really want me to stop paying attention to this section. I can't blame you. It's just so sexy. The way this rope goes over your exposed skin. I love how your skin feels in these little patches where the restraints squeeze you so snugly. And it makes it so much easier for my marks to be left on you. Tomorrow when you wake up, your body is going to be littered in little bruises left by my mouth. Secret marks of ownership that when you catch a glimpse of them, your pretty face is going to remember this moment right now. And you are just going to blush so shyly. Now come on, beg for me. Beg me to touch you somewhere else. I can see how turned on you are right now. All you have to do is use your words and tell me what you want. Do you want my mouth here? Or do you want it someplace lower? You didn't say it loud enough. Don't get shy on me now, little one. Tell me exactly where you want my mouth, and I'll do it. Use your words. Good, because that's exactly where I want my mouth to be, too. Remember what I told you about holding back your noises. Fuck. You taste so good. You taste even better when you're helpless. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think we're done? Just because you came, you think we're done? Oh, no, no, no. Now I'm going to fuck you with this and that slutty hole of yours. It's practically begging me to put it in right now. So, ask me nicely to fuck you.